So I was in Mexico, obviously, over the past week. And I did, I told you we got the notification from the State Department saying to be on high alert when traveling to Mexico. Got back yesterday and arrived home safely. But four U.S. citizens have been kidnapped after a gunman opened fire on their vehicle in the northern Mexico border city of Matamoros, the FBI said. This was just, I believe, on Sunday. The four had entered Matamoros across from Brownsville, Texas on Friday and were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plate. The FBI San Antonio Division office said in a statement on Sunday that the vehicle came under fire shortly after it, it entered Mexico. Matamoros is home to warring factions of the Gulf drug cartel, and shootouts there on Friday were so bad that the U.S. consulate issued an alert about the danger, and local authorities warned people to shelter in place. It was not immediately clear how the abductions could have been connected to that violence on Friday. So I'm glad I made it home, essentially, after reading this.
Yeah. Well, here's what they did wrong, too. They drove into Mexico. If you have an a U.S. tag, you're obviously a target, especially like what Ohio tags are like. Oh, yeah, this is going to be easy. This is easy pickings right here. You know, if it's California tag, then you go, oh, well, they might actually be Mexican. We don't know. But, yeah, you're just begging for something bad to happen. And then you're going into questionable places you don't know about. At least you were at like in a resort. There's some protection in a resort. So you're probably going to be all right. But, man, it's just, man, rolling the dice, dude. Like, what? Why? Why are you doing it? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it used to be there, like San Pedro Island, I think it's called, is right there. Yeah. And I guess it's getting to be spring break now. So people are starting to do that. They used to be a really popular place to go for spring break. But I guess over the years, because of this cartel nonsense, the business just dried up there. People don't go there anymore. And you can, you can cross over and drive, you know, and potentially go deeper into Mexico where it's not as big of a problem. But then you're kind of taking, I mean, everybody got the warnings, unless they were just totally oblivious and didn't, like, just, you know, they were driving, didn't know, like, oh, I'm going to Mexico. It's cool. It's close to the border. It shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
And then just had this, you know, freak out happen. But
scary, dude.
It is scary.
I don't like it.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know any other details about who they are or where they were from. But I guess they know that they're missing. So, trying to get them back.
Not good, Will. Sad news. This one really. I look. You know, it's a different radio company, but you know, I haven't hidden the fact that I will listen to other radio stations to consume stuff that I like, including sports. And, you know, I'm a giant Rays fan. And this one, I didn't see coming. I don't think anybody saw it coming. But really, really enjoyed this guy for many, many years. Dave Wills, who's, like, been with Rays Radio for a long, long time, just died suddenly yesterday at 58 years old, Will. 18 years he was with the Rays Radio Network. So very, very, very sad to see that happen. And, man, it kind of rung through the media world, at least. I know a lot of guys and girls that work in Tampa radio and, of course, within the sports market. A lot of people very, very somber today. Sad to see that happened. Just died suddenly. I mean, he was, you know, I follow all his social media, and I saw, you know, the night before, you know, he was like drinking a beer and, you know, watching a game. And he had just broadcasted a minor league game. You know, we're in spring training right now. Not a minor league game, a spring training game. I'm sorry. But, yeah, very, very, very sad to see that happen. And I'm not even real sure exactly what happened. I don't think they've said anything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of a bigger dude. He was not that old, though, right? He was in his 50s.
58 years old, yeah. I mean, yeah, he was a little bit of a chubby guy, yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know. But it did seem to come out of left field, you know. No pun intended, baseball. But, yeah, man, That was very, very sad. I saw it pop up on social media, and then before I knew it, you know, Rock Riley and, you know, Pat Donovan, all these guys are posting about it. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I heard, you know, Tom Krasniqi and those guys this afternoon. You know, I popped in to see, and they're playing an interview from 2 weeks ago at FanFest. And I'm like, Jesus, man. You never know, man. You never know. Could be one of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Did you see the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd died, too?
I did. And the thing that shocked me the most was I thought they were all dead already. I thought the whole band is dead. Didn't they die in a helicopter crash or something?
No, I think it was just the singer, right?
Oh, I don't know. But I guess they're still going to perform at the Strawberry Festival, right? Even without him.
Oh, it says that this guy, his name was Gary Rossington. He was the last surviving original member of the band.
Aha.
He died at 71. They're still set to perform at the Florida Strawberry Festival following the death of Gary. The festival announced that on Monday. Cause of death was not given.
So it's a cover band, Will. You're going to hear a cover band at the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, essentially. So was there other Lynyrd Skynyrd members that were alive, or was it just him and then he just got a new group of guys and called it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I guess. I don't know, dude. I know, like, back when I used to work in Vegas, you would see these bands or these groups and, like, these doo-wop groups and stuff, and you would go, really, the Temptations are playing at Caesar's Palace. But then you would look in the fine print, it would be like, Barry Johnson's Temptations. It was like, oh, it's not really them. Barry Johnson was a roadie for them or something, and he just put together, you know, some other dudes to sing. So I've been confused for years exactly, and I know Mo would know this, Mike Galta would know this, because they pay more attention to the details when it comes to rock bands and stuff. I don't, you know. So, you know, I guess this guy was the last one. I thought there was a plane crash or something, but I guess it only killed the main guy. Either way, you know, it's sad that he's dead, and it'll be interesting to see. I guess they got to replace him pretty quick, or maybe they just got somebody else in the band that could do what he was doing, I guess. I don't know.
There's got to be somebody that plays a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
I got to tell you, I don't know how quick I can get up to speed, but, you know, I've been taking guitar lessons, Will. And I might be available. Maybe the Lightning are playing that night. I don't know.
I'm looking up the crash right now. So it says that Ronnie Van Zant died. That was the singer.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says bandmates Stevie Gaines and Casey Gaines, along with assistant road manager Dean Kilpatrick, pilot Walter McCreary, and co-pilot William Gray were also killed. The rest of the band was seriously injured.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But call me if you need me, guys. If you need
Can
somebody
you play
to...
a little something for us? You got your guitar there, I see.
Oh, let me see. Let me look it up. Let me see if I can find some sheet music here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. You know, because I'm a classically trained guitarist. Well, I'm not just some guy. I taught myself how to play. No, that's amateur crap. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not me, buddy.
No.
I read sheet music, Will. I really don't, but I'm gonna try. Okay. Let's see here. A little classic tune here. Maybe you've heard of it. Sweet Home Alabama?
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you've heard of it.
What about Freebird?
Freebird.
Could you do that?
Here's a Freebird. It's on the delay. You won't see it for a few minutes, but there you go. Boom. Right there. Yeah. Suck it. Boom.
Oh, well, here. Pow. Just start strumming. Oh, there you go. You sound great.
Thank you. Okay. Yep.
Wow.
Hold on. I'm trying. All right. My fingers aren't that nimble yet, but I'm...
I mean, sounds pretty good to me, dude.
Thank you. Hold on. Hold on. Oh!
Wow.
Thank you.
This really came out of left field.